Out of 1,500 Florida voters polled, 48% say they have an unfavorable opinion of Governor Rick Scott. That number has doubled in the 3 months since he's been in office. A big factor is the budget, with voters saying the governor's proposals are unfair to them. But he has company. Quinnipiac's assistant director, Peter Brown, says voters appear equally displeased with the Florida legislature, which has the same 35% to 48% disapproval rating as the governor.
The thing to remember is that the legislature's numbers are almost always worse than the chief executive numbers, be it a president or a governor. And the fact that they're even now is a comment on Scott more than anything else. I'm not telling you it never happens that the executive is in worse shape than the legislature, but it's very rare, unless the governor's indicted or something, which is clearly not in this case.
Brown says it's not all bad news for Scott. His plan to drug test state employees has a 4-to-1 approval rating, and he still has 4 years left. Brown says the polls are snapshots in time, and the governor still has room to improve. For Florida Public Radio, I'm Lynn Hatter in Tallahassee.